News in brief. Iran is due to put forth new proposals at the upcoming nuclear talks with the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany in Geneva. Tehran says the fresh proposals will not include a halt to its uranium enrichment. However, it says they will help end the current deadlock. An Afghan trooper opens fire on a group of US-led foreign forces in eastern Afghanistan, killing at least one of them and wounding several others. The nationality of the victim is still unknown. Foreign troopers have on many occasions been targeted by Afghan soldiers in the so-called green-on-blue attacks. Despite international condemnation, Israel is going full throttle with its settlement expansion policy. Tel Aviv is now planning to build over 1,000 settler units in occupied East Jerusalem Al-Quds. This is part of a bigger project to construct 1,500 units in the area. Newly declassified documents reveal detainees at Guantanamo Bay prison suffered forceful tactics to end their resistance. The tactics included long periods of solitary confinement, constant humiliation, and excessive use of force. The documents have been obtained from interviews with some of the detainees. Pakistan's military threatens to use force against pro-Taliban militants if no deal is reached. Army Chief General Ashfaq Pervez Kayani says the armed forces are ready to take military action if the talks fail. Kayani said the army supports the government's policy of dialogue, but it is capable of using force. Fresh violence in Iraq has claimed at least 10 lives across the country. 8 people have lost their lives in car bomb blasts in Mahmoudiya, Hilla, Diwaniya and Samarra. Meanwhile, in Al-Madayn, mortar shells have left 2 people dead. A former Libyan rebel group rejects accusations of being responsible for the brief abduction of Prime Minister Ali Zidane. Based on Saudi media reports, the operations cell of revolutionaries was behind the abduction. The group says Zidane has himself denied any link between his abductors and the group's members. Cyclone Phelan hits eastern India, damaging power lines and tearing out trees along its path. Some 500,000 people have been evacuated and at least 8 deaths have been linked to the cyclone. The army has deployed 1,700 special relief forces to Orissa and Andhra Pradesh to aid the disaster victims.